Good morning. This is the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 22nd of July.
Good morning. She's back. She's back. She's making a guest appearance this morning because she is off and leaving me on my own. And I don't.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't think. I mean, we've done some stuff in our life. We've been all over the world. Had kids. I don't think I've ever seen you so excited.
Christmas excited.
It is, yeah, it is. You are mega excited. When did you start packing?
About 3 weeks ago. And I've repacked probably three times.
Yeah, and quite a funny message from one of your friends this morning that the plane will be going over with a
trailer.
A trailer full of goods behind it for Ari.
Well, Ari's got at least half of my big case, at least.
And how many packages have we sent Ari so far?
At least 10.
At least 10.
As a conservative.
At least 10 packages have been sent over to Malta already.
Track and traced. between 12 and 20 quid a time.
And I don't know anything about any of this, do I see? And yeah, so you're looking forward to it?
No.
No? Yes, you are.
I cannot wait to get my hands on that baby.
All masked up. He's doing well, isn't he? He's done very well.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and one-way ticket, so I can sell the house.
Jodie asked me if I wanted to go with her to the paediatrician on Friday, and I said, wherever he's going, I'm going. Simple as that. And he's having plenty of sleepovers in Nanny's room.
So, yeah, so I can sell the house, change the locks.
Absolutely. Well, as long as you give me half...
You might not come back, might you? You got a one-way
There's a
ticket.
Very good chance.
Yeah, you might not come back. Crack on.
You've had, what, 28 years of me? 28, is it 28?
Something like that. Yeah, 28.
Yeah, you've had
enough. Coming up 29, yeah.
Yeah, I've waited that long for grandchildren.
Fucking deary me. What else was I going to say? I'm getting a lot of stick because I made one of my famous statements last night.
I want to tell everybody... maybe 10 years ago when you predicted an outcome of a golf thing?
No, it was 2000. It was 17 years ago. That
was it?
It was 2003.
No, yeah, it was like yesterday.
So, yeah, last night, well, yesterday on the pod, I claimed that if Arsenal would win, I would get a job. I'm quite prone to these statements. I said it about Tiger Woods winning the Masters in April last year. I said it about Tiger Roll winning the Grand National. But the creme de la creme is 2003 Masters.
Yes, no streaking down the road for you, even though you said you were going to, whilst you were you had a few beers, I think.
Oh, we always used to have the people, before people had kids and stuff like that in their own lives, we used to entertain a lot, didn't we? We had people around watching the Masters every year, the final round was an annual event.
Yeah.
And yes, the year Mike Weir won it, I said during the night... If Mike Weir wins this, I am going to strip naked down the street.
You did. And we're still bloody waiting.
And he did win. I've got quite a record of making these bold statements.
Yes,
and
but usually you've had a drink when you've done it, so I don't know what your excuse was yesterday.
Oh, no, I was sober, yeah, perfectly sober. No, like Tiger Masters, I was sober. Tiger Roll sober. Yeah, I don't know.
You're just a gobshite.
That's fair enough. Right, on that note, I think you can piss off.
Oh, thanks. You don't have to. I didn't swear at you this time.
Well, gobshite is a little bit.
No, this is shite and a gob, in which you are both. I'm going back to my sewing.
Right, go and get your bits ready for your baby. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
And we wish Sam
have
safe
fun
on her
without
journeys.
Me. Yeah. Make sure he behaves himself and no more bold statements.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
Because if he does, email me and I'll send out a verbal to him.
You have still got to get to the old airport at 3
stop
in
it,
the
stop it, stop it, stop it,
huh?
Stop it.
Well, somebody's got to take you, haven't they? 3 in the morning.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. But there's all that bit after, the panic of getting on the plane, making sure I'm on the plane.
Well, behave yourself. All you got to panic about is whether I can be bothered to get up at 3 in the morning and take
I'll
you.
Take myself and leave the car there. Simple as that. I'll itch.
Right, off you go. All right, have fun.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. See, a little special appearance from Sammy before she jets off and leaves us all on, leaves me all on my own. Right, what was that last night? Honestly, what was it, the old arse? I mean, I haven't watched much football since the old lockdown, but having made that bold statement, and then I saw the team use Lacazette, Aubameyang, Eddie. They've just beat Man City. Chance to finish above Spurs. You look at Villa's record. I couldn't see anything other than, and they were just atrocious, weren't they? Not one shot on goal. I don't know how anybody supports them. How do you support that lot? It is. It was this day, 14 years ago, this day, exactly, 14 years ago, you played your first game in that new stadium. I think it was a Dennis Bergkamp testimonial or something. And that was meant to take you on. I think the words were to compete with the likes of Barcelona and Real Madrid in Champions League finals and things. You're absolutely shite. What is it, 1,500 days since you finished above Spurs? Yep. Down, who are you below now? Burnley, Sheffield United? How does anyone support them? That you can't rely on them for anything. Absolute rubbish. So I'll be supporting Chelsea in the FA Cup final after that shambolic nonsense last night. Rubbish. That might wear Masters. How did he win that? I can remember it clear as day. I had a drink, but I can remember it clear as day. He beat Len Matisse. I mean, people, Suggsy and his flipping crowd talk about the greatest tournament. You've got Mike Weir playing Len Matisse in a playoff. Absolute flipping car. They were garbage. You had Jeff Maggott was leading, I think. I might be wrong there, but I think Jeff Maggott was leading by a couple going into the final round and had an early triple bogey the second or third. Mickelson shot a good last round of Furyk, but it was about 6-7 under. It was one of the low scoring ones because they were all garbage. And flipping Mike Weir, Masters champion. I mean, dreadful. What an awful year that was. What an awful tournament. But I did, yes, I did make a bold statement, and of course. So that's I've got a new betting system for you. When I make a bold statement, just do completely the opposite and you'll be all over it. So I'm making one tonight. West Brom are going up. Fulham are coming up through the playoffs. Sorry if we've got any Brentford fans, but you've done it. Your little tippy-tappy football doesn't work at Stoke on a Saturday afternoon and it's cost you. And that's that. And relegation wise, I think Luton are going to get out of it. Simon Dennis will now be eating his hands saying, why did I say it? But I think Luton are going to get out of it. Have I got any action for you tonight? I'm not sure you're really interested. Oh, you're interested in Chrissy. His flipping nap of the day was, nap of the day was Aston Villa. Do me a favour, and he flipping gets it in the bag, loses the other two, wins that one, and my life's been pelters ever since. I didn't sleep another night. I didn't sleep. Look when the FDD sheets were done. 2 a.m. was it? 2:30. Look at that. See, panic. The stress that goon has put on me with that nonsense. Having a cop all this stick, bullied. I've been bullied this morning. I've been bullied, Mum. Right. What have we got? Where is it? Could help if I find the sheets. This evening in the Championship, Bristol City versus Preston, a late first half goal. So Bristol City Preston, if it's sort of a late first half goal. And Sampdoria Genoa over 1.5, sort of 20-25 minutes onwards. Sampdoria Genoa over 1.5 goals. Those who've done the Zoom with me, and I've talked about the ultimate system for goals, using the ultimate sheets, you'll know that that's where that one comes from. Sampdoria Genoa this evening. Hopefully we get that built into the sheets before the new season. That would be marvellous stuff. Okay, that's it. Yep, she's off. I'm on my own. I've got to get up at... we've got to take her to the airport about 3 o'clock in the morning. So even if trades I have any tonight, I will just give you the instructions because I'm containing the excitement levels here. And with her going tomorrow, I think we've got a couple of people coming around to say goodbye because I don't know when she's coming back. So I'll be out and about or doing things, so I will just leave some instructions for the trading group. But that is it. Yeah, I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. Sometime all on my time. I might just have a lie in. Who knows? I might not bother. I might, when she's gone, I might just have a lie in, put the telly on. Who knows? But I'll catch up with you sometime.